This is Joy in the Weeds. I'm Beth.
And I'm Kim.
We are so glad you have joined us as we have conversations exploring the dichotomy of struggle and joy.
Well, I'm super excited about this one because we have Courtney with us again.
Woo-hoo!
This is her second time on the podcast with us, and I just love Courtney.
Yes, she makes us laugh.
She works with me, and she is, she's just a joy. So I am super excited that she is here.
She's my bestie.
Yeah, I'm third wheeling it here. No, I'm just kidding. So, so Courtney, tell us a little bit about yourself, or anything you would like you think our viewers need to know.
I am an introvert.
So apparently, that's it. We're not going to say any more about who I am.
Our listeners need to know that you're an introvert.
They do.
I am an introvert. And I like for everyone to be happy around me and to be happy with me.
Okay.
And to not be upset with me, usually. Mm. And then besides that, I have three children,
which I bet they're always, none of them are ever happy with you.
You know, they go back and forth. And they're still at the ages where I can, you know, make them happy.
Okay.
Pretty quickly.
Okay.
If they're upset with me.
Just get on my screen.
That's easy. Yeah, that. You know, or just tickle them and then they're
that
happy
works.
Instead of,
okay.
You know, if someone did that to me to make me happy, that would not work.
Mm.
So don't
tickle you.
Don't tickle me.
Okay.
No tickles.
Good to know.
Good to know.
Don't think I've ever thought about
not
it.
Not that I would try. Yeah.
But just
I mean,
good
just
to know.
In case y'all were wondering, how can I make Courtney happy? Tickling is not the
that
answer.
That would not be it.
No. Okay. My husband, Ryan, already knows that.
Oh,
which is good.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what does make Courtney happy? Chocolate.
Happy children.
Happy children.
And chocolate. Yes, chocolate. Chocolate makes me happy.
That's funny. Vegan chocolate, though, so that's very important.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, so. Sorry, don't eat it while watching the Hallmark Channel.
No.
Sorry. That's a previous joke from a previous episode.
Yes.
Because my son was saying... while I was watching Hallmark Channel, he's like, there's a lot of cheese here. How can you be vegan and watch the Hallmark Channel? So that's the new joke now.
It's your guilty pleasure.
The Hallmark.
Jeez,
oh, the Hallmark.
My word.
I don't eat pizza. I just watch Hallmark. So today's episode, ladies, So today's episode is going to be the lost art of kindness.
Mm.
The lost art of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Courtney to be here because one of my favorite stories about kindness has to do with Courtney.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's good.
Oh.
It's good.
You know?
Oh.
No. So I had the distinct pleasure of interviewing Courtney. And... I'd never interviewed an adult before because before this I worked in an academy, so it was always like high schoolers. So this is my first adult interview, and anyway, one of the questions that I asked was, "What characteristics do you find what characteristics are vitally important for you to have in a boss?" And
what I say?
I wish you could see Courtney's face. She's like,
what did I say?
Courtney sat there very thoughtfully. Like, she didn't, like, she, in fact, I wondered at some point, I was about to say, well, if you can't think of anything, that's fine. We'll just move on. Because she was very thoughtful. But anyway, she finally, like, after thinking about it for a while, she just said, I guess just someone who's kind. Just kind. But isn't that what everyone wants? Is just a boss who's kind?
It's true.
Yeah. So I thought that was really... Anyway, I love that story. I think that's so important. Mm-hmm. But isn't that true, though, that all of us... I mean, come on. We need kindness.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the reasons I really wanted us to talk about this today and why it's... I mean, it seems like, duh, we should just say, be kind, drop mic, done.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I wish it was that simple, but there, it does seem to be a lost art or something that we don't value the way I believe we should value.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is one of the gifts of the Spirit.
Right.
So if you, you know, in which we find in Scripture, and so I think it's like kind of important that we learn yes. to be kind. Mm-hmm. And that we're willing yes. to be kind.
Willing to be kind. I like
yes.
that.
Yes. Willing to be kind. So, Courtney, why was it, why did you, why do you think, now you're saying you don't even remember doing that, but why did you think it's important to have a boss who's kind?
Well, I think, I mean, anybody that you're going to be in contact with on a daily basis, you want to have a relationship with that person, mm-hmm. even if it's boss and, you know, worker or whatever. So, you're with this person more than you're with your family sometimes, and this person is unkind to you, that really makes your days pretty miserable. And it just doesn't seem that difficult to be nice. So I just, you know, that's just one of my things.
So should we start with a definition of kindness? How would you
that makes sense.
How would you define
makes sense to start with a definition.
How would you define kindness? I'm gonna look it up.
Okay,
I got it.
Somebody's gonna look in the dictionary.
We don't look in the dictionary. We look in Google.
Well,
y'all don't have your pocket dictionaries handy.
Well, that's I find my dictionary on Google.
So it says the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate.
Friendly, generous, considerate. Mm-hmm.
A plural noun. That's a noun. A plural noun. Kindnesses. An act. A kind act. It is a kindness. I should. Then this. And then remind us in a sentence.
Okay. So what do they get? Say them again.
A noun is kindness, and then a plural noun.
No,
is
no. The definition.
The first definition.
The quality of being friendly.
Friendly.
Generous.
Generous.
And considerate.
Considerate. Friendly, generous, considerate.
Those are all very important things.
Extremely to me. So. Like everywhere you go. You know what I find is a lot of, I have noticed that people will, excuse their lack of kindness with the words, well, I'm just being honest.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That really irritates
And so
me.
As if being honest negates kindness.
Or this is just who I am.
Or this is just who I am. That's another one. Yes, this is just who I am. So take this. Yeah.
No.
You can be who you are. Over there, yeah. Because I will not have I will have a more distant relationship with you if that is who you are. Yeah.
Because if you see that how you're acting is affecting all those around you and you hear it from more than one person that it's a problem, no. You have to make something has to change.
Something has to change.
Because it's not acceptable to make other people feel like that just because that's who you are.
Yeah, and I don't really think that is who people are.
Yeah.
I think that comes from a place.
I would like to think it's not.
It comes from a place of hurt. Now,
yeah.
I think
yeah.
there are some people who are direct.
Mm-hmm.
and you can be direct and kind at the
That's
same time.
That's true. Yes.
You know, it's listening to this and thinking about people when they are that way. I was just going to go over the list of the fruits of the Spirit because, you know, being honest and being, you know, like being forthright, being direct, all of those things. I mean, the fruits, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Hmm. Like, I don't see that other.
Mm-hmm. You don't see direct. In there.
And I'm not saying we can't, I'm not saying you can't be direct, but mm-hmm. yes, there is a, you know, the gentleness and kindness mm-hmm, and, mm-hmm. you know, you could put graciousness and love mm-hmm. and all of those things. There is a, that's very different.
Mm-hmm.
and we're all very silent.
Yeah, we can't be silent. Otherwise, no, we can't. Okay, so, we can't so be tell silent. Me, silent everyone silent. Has to have a story of when you experienced kindness or when you did not experience kindness. Do you think you can come up with a story that you can share when you did experience kindness or when you did not experience kindness?
Before we do that, so y'all can think, I say this in kindness because we are in a time right now, and the reason we thought that we wanted to get this podcast out is because we are seeing a lot of people who are not being kind. Mm. When I scroll on Facebook, there is a lack of kindness. There's a lack of generosity. There's a lack of consideration for the experience of other people, even when it's not your experience. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to talk about kindness to really call us to living differently.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I think we get so, unfortunately, so hung up on rightness. That we miss kindness and eat back to that whole list. Like, where's rightness?
Yeah. Mm. And honesty is not in there either.
No.
No.
Now, do we need to be honest? Yes, yes. We can be honest, but we are not called to tell everyone everything we think.
Right.
No. There's no part of this list and no part of kindness. And if kindness, which I believe it is, if kindness is a very important part of this life and being a kind, I can't say it without using the word, but being
generous, considerate,
being a human being who treats others well. Mm-hmm. Then maybe we need to not so worry about rightness and. Mm-hmm.
It is hard, though. I will even give them that, because you do want to get your peace in, because you feel like you are right. Mm. But it's not that important to get your rightness in at the sake of making them feel like garbage. Because sometimes it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you feel really bad.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast this morning, and the guy was mentioning the woman at the well and how Jesus says to the woman, you know, go get your husband. And she's like, well, I don't have one. And Jesus's response is honest and it is direct. And yet there must have been a way that he was saying it that allowed her to receive it. Because his response was, you know what? You're right. You don't have a husband. In fact, you've been married 5 times, and the person you're with isn't your husband. That's very. I mean, you hear my tone? Mm-hmm. It's very different. Well, yeah, babe. You've been married 5 times, and the man you're with is not even your husband. So, yeah, you sure don't have one. Just tact. The tone of voice,
tact,
and that led her to run back into the city. And tell everybody that she met a man who knew all about her. And then she invited them to come too. So knowing all about her, being direct and honest with her, did not lack kindness.
Mm. Yeah. I love the fact that kindness in the definition includes, what was it, to be the quality of being friendly.
Friendly, yeah.
Think about that just in our day-to-day interactions, like, you know, going to Walmart or going to...
Smiling.
Just...
Yeah. I mean, you just have a smile on your face. And sometimes I don't, because I have a resting face and it's not always... Doesn't always look friendly, apparently. That is not my intention. But, you know, if I can't catch eye contact with someone else, there's usually a smile. Because, I mean, why not?
Why not?
So in this day and age of masks.
Oh, yeah, that's so hard.
It's been interesting to me how I am so trying to make sure my eyes are smiling.
Yes, for sure.
Like never before. I'm trying to make sure people can tell I'm smiling at them.
Yeah.
With my eyes.
And if you add a, hey, how are you doing? Then they can hear it in your voice.
Yes.
Yeah, that, mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, that's good. All right. So the quality of being friendly and generous. Mm. How does generous play into this kindness? Go ahead, Kim.
Well, I'm thinking of how, because Brené Brown, when she does her talk on trust, she actually uses generous as one of the qualities, as one of the pieces of trust. But she uses it in a very different way than we think. Generous, you know, I have enough, so I'm going to give with what I have. Her way of looking at it is assuming the best of the other person.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's mm-hmm. exactly what I was going to say.
Generosity of intent. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is they're coming, however they are, assume the best of them.
Right.
And really that does fit with the definition of kindness. It's not just
much more
generous.
It's not about
I have a dollar, so I'm going to give you 75 cents. That's not really the generosity of assuming that the person you're interacting with assume their best intent.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I think it really fits with kindness.
I agree. I think it's both. I think
yes. Oh, for sure.
That there is something about, you know, we have the whole random acts of kindness. A lot of that is actually, you know, being generous in that way, with either time or money or whatever. But absolutely, what I was thinking was more generous in our openness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Almost generous in our willingness to assume the best, but mm-hmm. part of that comes from a willingness to hear.
Oh, yes.
Just a willingness to hear.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking when I thought of generous. Hmm. If you guys that's ever true. Come up with a good story, don't hesitate to just drop it in.
I can't. I know.
Can't think.
I know people have been kind to me, but.
I know. So the other word in this definition is considerate. Hmm. Which I think is so incredibly important in that it is the part of thinking, it's simply of thinking of others.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Like that's at the root of kindness, is that you are thinking about them. Mm-hmm. It's not about your rightness mm-hmm. or your, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. even you being heard or you, mm-hmm. but it's you just being too gracious and generous and considerate of them. You're thinking of the other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's just so, not done.
No.
So what makes kindness hard? Why is it hard to be kind?
I think it one of the reasons is because it's not about me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we have to be willing to, in a way, put some of our us aside. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People can't hear us nod.
Well, because I'm thinking, if I am going to be kind, then that kindness needs to be extended to those who are unkind.
Yes.
So how do I, if I'm looking at someone else, someone who is behaving in an unkind manner, and I'm going to extend kindness, and I'm thinking generosity specifically.
Yes.
I'm going to assume the best intentions on their part. Then I have to realize that there's something else going on. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I agree. It's hard for me when I'm in a place of unkindness. If I'm just thinking of myself, then that's going to make the struggle.
Right.
So how do I see them with the best in having – believing that they have their best intentions when they're behaving in an unkind manner.
Go ahead.
Poor Courtney, she's like, y'all, this is out of my league.
I mean, I just walk away.
You just walk away.
You know, sometimes that's the nicest thing true. I can do is just not respond. And okay, I get, I understand. I mean, I don't understand. Obviously, right. I don't understand.
Right.
But I can see that, you know, we're not going to come to any kind of agreement. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's good talking to you. We'll see you later. You know, I mean, sometimes it's best just to close your mouth.
Yeah. I think kindness, you can only truly be kind with lots of restraint.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And because it is about them.
Yeah.
It's a, and so it's not about me.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to be kind to those around me, then it is not, this is not the time that it's about me. This is the time that it is about serving and being kind, being generous and considerate, being friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not the time to assert. And I'm not saying there aren't some times when, you know, we're called to assert ourselves.
Right.
But it almost feels recently, it has almost gotten to the place where it feels like, in general, we have a real desperation to be right.
Mm-hmm.
And in that desperation, mm-hmm. that desperate need that we have to be right,
mm-hmm.
we're willing to throw out all the other stuff. And today we're talking about the kindness. So what are some of the major benefits mm-hmm. of kindness? You know, like why does it even matter? I mean, besides it's one of the fruits of the spirit. So what if you don't even believe in God and you know, and the Bible, so then it doesn't matter. So what is some of the important, why kindness? What's good about kindness and how does it?
Makes me feel good to be kind and for people to be kind.
Okay.
Yeah.
And to have it, to receive and to give it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't remember what I was listening to. Maybe it was the podcast we were just talking about with the Brené Brown mm-hmm. about apology.
Mm-hmm.
How when someone is escalated mm-hmm. and you bring your voice down, mm-hmm. usually they'll mirror that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if someone is being unkind to you and you are just, no, I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. We're going to be kind back. Then usually it de-escalates the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all about de-escalating. Do more with my children.
Yeah, so I do have a story with this. I was I was at Home Depot trying to find a specific thing. We were getting ready to put in baseboards in our house. We had not had baseboards in this house for 21 years. And so anyway, I was very excited about going and getting them finally. And I had done all my research and I knew where I was going to get them from and all this stuff. And I go to Home Depot and they didn't have them.
Oh dear.
They didn't have the ones, like they were a lot more expensive than what I had seen online. Mm. And they were also like 15 foot lengths and I needed 8 foot. Anyway, whatever. Or 10 foot because I was trying to get them in my car. But in any event, I was just really, like, there was definitely desperation. I was, you know, it had been so long. It had, and I just could not bear the thought of leaving that store without them. Because I needed to get this thing done. And sometimes half the battle is just getting to the store, you know, and actually getting the time to do it, and knowing what you need and having the right vehicle and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so, no, I needed these things and I needed them, these baseboards, and I needed them now. And so I'm getting more and more and more frustrated. And but I was trying, you know, to be calm. And I go up to the lady at the checkout counter and asked her if there's any way I could get someone to help me. Because I thought maybe they're in a different place and I'm not, you know, I'm just not seeing them or whatever. And she said, well, just look for a guy with one of the, you know, apron things on, the vests on, that there should be someone down there somewhere. I mean, you know, that wasn't exactly a response I was hoping for.
No.
Because I've been up and down those
right.
aisles looking for the vest and wasn't coming up with it. So anyway, I go. I just leave. But that was the first point. No, that was the second point because I couldn't find anyone to start with and I couldn't find the exact thing I was needing. But then her response just like, mm-hmm. like, you know, I feel mm-hmm. myself.
Rising up.
Rising up. That's so good. Rising up. And anyway, can't find anyone, can't find anyone. And finally, this guy comes around the corner and there is a man there and there and I am standing there. And he walks directly up to the man and asks him if he needs any help. And.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not saying, I know I shouldn't read too much into that. But let me tell you, that just razzed me up a little more. Uh-huh. Just a little more. And I was just like, breathe, Beth. Just breathe. It's not that big a deal. Just wait. So he helps this guy, and it takes forever. And I don't know how to explain this man that had the vest on, except that he was the slowest man. He talked slow. He walked slow. He moved. I mean, he was just slow. And anyway.
Intentional.
Okay.
I think is the word you need to use there.
You're so kind. You're great. So kind.
That's great.
So anyway, I'm like the levels are just rising, right? Finally, he starts to walk off.
Oh my.
Yes. And I've obviously been standing there. And I finally said, excuse me, sir. I do need help. So he turns around and he comes over so slowly. And then I explained to him, I said, this is what I'm looking for. I have it on my phone. These are the baseboards I'm looking for. And I would really like to find them at this price. And I don't see them here. He goes, I wish y'all could see me. Because he goes, well, let me see. And then he goes over and he just starts intently looking at all the stickers.
Oh, my word.
Mind you that I have been.
Bless him.
Bless. Spoken like a true Southern belle.
I've already looked at all of those labels.
Oh, my.
I know you all don't have it here. And I'm just like, oh. Like I'm just at the point of boiling over. And then finally he just says, well, let me go see what I can do. And then he walks off as slowly and I'm just standing there. Anyway, Chris ends up calling. We're talking on the phone. This guy doesn't come back, and he doesn't come back, and he doesn't come back. And finally, I just tell Chris, I mean, forget it. It's just not happening today. I'm just going to go ahead and leave. And about that time, as I'm turning to walk away, the man comes around the corner. So slow. And he says, what size vehicle do you have? And I have Chris on speakerphone. So I said to Chris, what size vehicle do I have? What is our vehicle?
Oh, my word.
And so Chris says it. And he said, so what I'm needing to know is what size length are you wanting? Because I can cut them for you. And I said, I understand you can cut them. The point is, I need it at this price. Like, I'm so angry. And then he reaches out and touches my arm and says, if you would let me finish.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, sir. I'm going to have to leave right now because I really don't want to hurt you.
I'm telling you, I was so, so riled. Anyway, but I just like zipped it because I could just, you know, yeah. I knew, right? I knew.
This is going nowhere good.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, and then he said, I will be happy to cut them to the length that you need, and that I'm going to give them to you for this price since I've checked and we don't have them anywhere else in Charlotte. Mind you, I'm saying it about five times the speed that he was saying it. And wow. He said, so would that be okay with you?
Yes, sir. Please. Thank you.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm so sorry.
Wow.
But it was amazing. And then literally, like, he did that for me, cut them all. And then we went to his counter in the back where he rang up a thing for me so that it would be at the right price. And then, anyway, and literally when I went to check out at the cashier, I was virtually in tears because it was an emotional thing that we were finally getting in our house. Yeah. But I had been on such an emotional roller coaster, you know, mm-hmm. the joy of going into getting it, the frustration, and then, you know, and then the irritation where I just skyrocketed with just being so irritated. And then his kindness just, you know.
So unexpected.
It just diffused it all. Mm-hmm. It diffused it all.
Yep.
And I just think if all of us could, you know, live in this space of one of the fruits of the Spirit, kindness, if we could just live in that space, how different would the lives of those around us be and our interactions with other people? Mm-hmm. Like, what if we make a commitment? We're never, ever, ever going to ever put anything on Facebook or Instagram that is not kind.
Oh, my word.
How would Instagram and Facebook look different? How would it be different?
Yeah.
Or if we are never, ever going to have an interaction with somebody else that is not kind.
Well, I think I can be more intentional with Facebook. I think it's harder when it's face-to-face in the moment. I mean, in that moment, the level of frustration that you had. Yes, we can try to have the intention, but everything that you had gone through made it very, very difficult. So there's got to be some grace for when we make a mistake, and we can still have the intention to make our interactions with people kind. Some of the kindest things is when I walk into it, there are days, because I am me, that I'm just meh. That's my mood. I'm just, there are probably more days than I want to admit.
And just when I, meh.
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 Just meh. You know, meh. And sometimes I'll be when I'm in a store and somebody opens the door for me, I think they, like, are Jesus incarnate. Because to me, that is the kindest thing that they are, and it's as simple as opening the door for me.
It's very considerate.
And it really, and the effect that it has on me because of the kind of mood I'm in makes all the difference.
Because they're paying attention and they see you.
Yes. It really is. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it, there have been times when I've gone back to my car just like tearful because of the kindness of the people that have helped me in the store. Mm.
Small things.
They're small.
So small.
Small. Kindness is really not a big... It's small. So true.
Little things. It is.
It's very true.
It really is.
Yeah.
So why do we have such a hard time with it?
It's a really good question.
It is.
Why is it such a lost art?
Social media gives people a lot of courage because they don't have to show their face to say these things that they're saying. Mm. And if they had to look in someone's eyes and say, you're wrong, that's ridiculous, you're just crazy, or calling them names and stuff, I'm guaranteeing you that most of those people would not do that.
Yeah.
That's true.
And it's hurtful that they're not thinking about the other person and their feelings. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it doesn't take that much.
But even so, you know, like I've thought about this experience many times, my Home Depot experience, and because there was such a contrast between him and me at this moment. But I've also wondered what would have been like if I'd had somebody else. Mm. Like if the salesperson had not been if they had matched my level of frustration. Oh, yeah.
Kind of like what you were saying earlier, Courtney, about taking it down.
Yeah. Right. But if he had not done that, then...
That would have been ugly.
It would have been, yeah.
Could have been.
I wouldn't have gotten baseboards, I'll tell you that.
I don't know. Walking out of that store.
I would have been walking out, for sure.
Yeah, I was just going back to the Facebook thing. This wearing a mask and not wearing a mask, mm-hmm. and everybody's fighting over whether we should wear masks or not. Months ago, and someone had said something about the foolishness of wearing a mask and associating it with people in the stores, the cashiers and such. And my son wears a mask every day. Mm-hmm. And I actually said something on Facebook, and I said, I know this was not your intent. Mm-hmm. My son wears a mask every day, and these words are hurtful. Mm-hmm. And the post came down. I had not seen it after that. And again, it was not this person's intent to be unkind.
Yeah. So this person, the generosity of spirit.
Yes, this person was sharing a frustration.
Mm-hmm. Don't send us letters about wearing or not wearing masks.
Yes, please
by
don't.
The way.
But and she was sharing a frustration, and I see her frustration. I get it. I don't want to be in my house. I don't want to wear a mask either. And the words were hurtful. So there is that. It's messy.
Yeah. Yes.
It's messy.
Yes.
And her act of kindness to me and my son was to take the post down.
Mm. You know, so thinking about this, and I have obviously had times in my life, I don't want you all to think that I just walk around ready to explode. That's not, you know, there have been times in my life where I was the one who was friendly with a generous spirit and, you know, who was being kind when either a salesman or someone who was, I was having to deal with on something, you know, was not being kind. They were the ones that were riled up. And, you know, I don't know what was going through that man's mind.
Mm. You can only imagine. Trying to calm this woman down. Yeah. She's about to explode.
I'm sure of something like that. but to that generosity of spirit is so incredibly important, because every one of those moments where someone is, you know, where I'm needing to be the calm and the kind and the friendly and whatever one, you know, to be able to assume the best and to understand they're probably having a really bad day. Mm-hmm. You know, that guy didn't know I've been waiting 21 years for baseboards.
That's a long time.
It really is. and that the lack of having baseboards was a place of, you know, there was shame and, you know what I'm saying? All kinds of things. Like, he didn't know that this was like a big deal. It was a big deal. It's a big day.
Yeah.
And that I tried to be so careful because I was still trying to be careful with money and I'm doing the research. You know, he didn't know all of that, right?
Right.
Right. So I think that's where the willingness to just step back, it's not about me, and listen, I think is so vitally important to being able to be kind.
I wonder if sometimes when we are the recipient of the unkindness, we think that's about us too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And the reality is it's not.
Yeah.
Most of the time when someone is unkind to you, that's really, there's something going on with them. Mm-hmm. And it's not. So when we get our bee in our bonnet, it's really not about us.
Yeah.
So where's the hardest place? This is a leading question. To be kind.
with myself.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't even going there. Yeah, I was I wasn't even thinking of that because I was thinking of in our homes. The people I'm the most unkind to is not the person at the grocery store. It's the person that sleeps beside me. Mm-hmm. That's the hardest.
It's true.
And even more to your point, it really is. You are the person that you are the least kind to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just definitely trying to work on, you know, making sure that kindness is something that I extend to others, mm-hmm. but that I also extend to myself.
And there is some validity to, we will only be as kind to others as we are to ourselves.
Maybe that's part of why we're having such a hard time right now.
Could be.
Everyone, yeah. There's just so much pain for many reasons. I mean, you know, there's just so much pain for so many reasons.
Yeah.
So I obviously, if we're going to use that example and run it into the ground, but there were many things that were contributing to me having a really bad day. How do we
combat?
Thank you. Why was my tongue twisted and on combat that? But how do we do, you know, like how, because imagine what that would have been like if I had not been in the space that I was in, if I had been more kind and he was kind, right?
It would have been Courtney, your face, you're just listening to
I'm it. Here for it all. Let's go.
So my question then is, how could you have been kind to yourself in that situation?
Well, I think I needed to also stop and listen to myself. Like stop and listen to what I was feeling and where you know, what was causing the exasperation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, it really does start with me. It starts with me knowing, okay, what's going on with me? And this sounds so selfish, and it's not, because self-awareness allows you to be the person that you want to be.
To be kind.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you can, so kindness to you would have been going, okay, what is going on? You are feeling, so getting curious. Okay, so I feel my blood boiling. What is going on with me? Not what is he doing. What is going on with me? Where did this start? And then that's where I've been waiting for this for 21 years. There's a lot of shame associated with this. And me not getting my needs met is putting me in this place.
I was going to say, it got way deeper because I really quickly knew, like, I was ready to scream from the top of my lungs. I've been waiting for 21 years. And so that part of it I had done, but it was getting it back all the way down. Like, I needed to go a few more levels deeper than that. And that this was, not because it was interesting. Like, when he came out to help the gentleman and not... Like when he first went to help the gentleman and then when he started to walk off and I had obviously been waiting there, you know, that there's a whole lot connected with the not being valued, not being seen, not being. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Did he think y'all were together?
No, no. No.
He just didn't see you.
That's not to say that those experiences are not frustrating and hurtful.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it is definitely hurtful to be ignored. Mm-hmm. It is definitely hurtful when, or frustrating, I think is probably a better term, when you're like, you're an energetic person and you're interacting with someone who is not energetic and who has a slower pace of life.
Oh, my word. Okay. I wish you all could know how slow he was.
So,
it was so slow. Yeah,
so there is some frustration. So it's not to negate that's also a reality, That reality is triggering something in you. Mm-hmm. And that's what needs to be examined when you see yourself. Hopefully you can see yourself as being unkind or whatever. And when we're looking at someone else who is being unkind, we have to have that in the back of our minds. There is something about their reality that I may be being a jerk. I mean, that is possible. It's very possible that I'm being a jerk and they're responding to my being a jerk. There's no doubt about that. Okay. And if that is not, if I can examine myself and go, no, I've got the low voice. I'm speaking kindly. I'm trying, and they're still responding in a negative way. There's something that's not about me.
So, Courtney, you have little girls.
Mm-hmm. I do.
How do we teach our children to be kind?
I'm still working on it. Sometimes I wonder, what am I doing wrong? Because they are not. But they're still little. So, I mean, we're still working on it. And I see little glimpses of it, you know, in their interaction with other people or other kids. And I'm like, yes. Mm. But then, you know, the next minute they're screaming or hitting or whatever. So, and you know, they're always doing that with each other. So that's not a thing. But, I don't know.
You're not alone, Courtney. You're
no,
not alone.
No, that's helpful. It's helpful. But I don't know. I mean, you model it. That's the best thing.
100%.
And, you know, when someone's unkind to them and they come to me, and I'm like, that doesn't feel good, does it?
Mm.
Doesn't feel good. So we need to remember, we don't want to make people feel like this.
I've actually heard you say that.
Have you?
I've heard you say that.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. And I respect that a lot about your parenting.
It's not all. It's not all roses, let me tell you. I do not always win the parenting game. For sure. For sure. But I do try with that. You know, I mean, I always try. But yeah, I think modeling it and then helping them be aware of how it feels.
Yeah.
When someone is unkind to them. And hopefully they'll take that and, you know, okay, I need to remember. Let's be nice.
Yeah.
It's not hard to be nice.
It really...
I mean, it depends on what somebody's coming at you with.
Right. And you're right. It really... It takes intentionality.
It does.
It takes some thoughtfulness.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really not that hard.
But if it's something that you do every day, then it's going to come natural.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I think we can get out of or become habitually kind. Like we
I
can
agree.
Either.
Oh yeah, I agree.
It's a habit that we can practice and we can learn and we can become proficient at.
Yep.
Or the other.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
If you always assume the worst in somebody, they're probably going to give it to you.
That's true.
Mm. Or you're always going to see it.
I think that even more so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not more so, but yes, that too.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you just assume that someone is, you know, who they, the best of who they are, then usually they'll, you know, that's how you'll see them.
Because we get what we look for.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you want a red dress, then every woman in church is wearing a red dress. Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, it's like,
yeah.
Where did that, what?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, one thing that I know that different personalities handle things differently, so this may not be your experience, but I challenge you to try it. And that is that there's something kind of freeing about kindness being really important. Because there's so many times in life as we're navigating life, this whole thing about being right or being wrong or needing to... make sure people understand certain things or don't understand certain things. And when there's a lot of cognitive dissonance that we have to go through trying to figure out when not, how not to speak or not to speak or whatever. And if we can really believe that kindness is so incredibly important, that alone often will be the determining factor as to whether or not we need to speak up or not. You know, that we need, because sometimes it's the kindest thing we can possibly do to speak up for someone else, right? Who who's in a place where they can't speak for themselves at that moment, or they're just too, you know, where we can defend someone's virtue or stand up. That is one of the kindest things we can do. There's also the kindest thing we can ever do is just shut the mouth.
Oh, yes. Just stop talking.
Just stop.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know, and yeah. And so I just find in some ways it's just so beautifully refreshing to ask myself the question, what is the kind way? What does kindness look like in this situation? And let that be the right the right way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wouldn't that be great if we, instead of, if we just made kindness right?
Well, it is.
Well, but you know what I'm saying? Because people want to be right.
Right.
Well, to be right is to be kind.
That's right.
The popular thing.
Yeah. And not just random acts where you pay for somebody's coffee behind you, which I think is kind. I mean, it's a nice thing to do. Have you ever wanted to do that?
I never remember.
That's the thing. I always want to do it. And then I go through Taco Bell drive-through and I forget to do it.
It's annoying. Usually I have children.
Yes.
Behind me.
Who are not being kind to each other.
Oh, they're being so loud.
Because they're hungry.
I know. And I just want to get in and out as quickly as possible. Done with this. Yeah. To work on kindness.
Have you ever done it? Have you ever done, Beth, have you ever done a?
I have not in the, just the drive-through, like do from some behind. I once had a, well, this has been a couple different times, but this in particular time I remember so well because I wasn't. Well, you'll hear a story. I'm standing in Walmart and we're in the, Chris and I are standing there with just a few groceries and we're getting ready to do the self-checkout. And there is a lady in front of us and she put in her credit card and then she had taken it out and she'd laid it down on the thing. And then she was looking on her phone and she just seemed unsettled. And I could remember, like, I started thinking, oh, I wonder if it's because she doesn't have enough money. Because I remember being that way. I remember there were times when literally every time I went to the grocery store, I had to check the balance on the check, the bank. Like, I knew how to get into that bank app so quick to check the balance to make sure that I had enough. Because we were that tight that every single time it was necessary to know. And I right away went back to that place and felt very uncomfortable. And I was remembering that and thinking how thankful I was not in that place again. So that's where my head is, right? I'm like in this place of turmoil and my husband like hits me and says, go pay for her groceries. And then I'm thinking, well, but then what if that's not what's really going on? You know, like then what am I? This obnoxious, you know, whatever. And he just hits me and says, go do it. Anyway, so I walked up and her credit card was out. And so I just stuck my credit card in, pulled it out and said, I said, here, let me take care of that or something like that. And then anyway, she just, oh, you don't have to do that. And anyway, as soon as we started having a conversation, I could tell this was a woman who was, she was having a really rough, she was in a really rough spot. Yeah. I don't know that she was, if it was a financial rough spot or otherwise, but she was in a really, really, really rough spot. And I was really thankful for my husband getting out of, like I was in this spiral of going back, like it was like PTSD for me, right? And not, and so stuck on myself that I wasn't thinking outside of that to think, yeah, I could go pay for our groceries. It was like $50. It wasn't like a big deal. Do you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like a huge thing, but still. So yeah.
It's a big deal for her.
Yeah, it was.
I bet she still talks about it.
Maybe. Yeah. But, you know, I think that's part of learning to be kind is we have to get outside of our heads.
Yes. Yeah.
Outside of our, you know, our mess.
Our mess.
And be willing to see the world, see it.
Yeah.
And that's hard because when we're hurting, when we're wounded, when we're caught up, you know, in all of that, it's a hard thing to do, but it's so important because kindness is, doesn't everyone just want a boss right. who's kind?
I know I do.
I say that so.
Oh. I totally forgot about that.
Just want a boss
well, don't, kind. Doesn't everybody want a cashier that's kind? Doesn't everybody want a customer who's kind? Doesn't everybody want a husband who's kind? Doesn't everybody want a parent who's kind? Doesn't everybody?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
That's what we want. And valuing relationship, and we are wired for relationship, can propel us to be kind.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I even take it farther than that. It's just what we all want. But it is so what we all need.
Mm-hmm.
We need to experience kindness.
Yeah.
It's a need created in us. It is a need that we all have. And I, you know, and so, and I think that's why it's one of the spirits, you know, the gifts of the spirit is that we're, you know, that's something that God wants us to gift the world with is kindness.
You know, In this idea that people want to be right and they want to be heard. And I was just thinking of the scripture and I don't know where it is. It is the kindness of God that leads us to repentance. Mm. It's not his wagging his finger at us. It's not his speaking the truth. It's not his being direct. It's his kindness that leads us to repentance. So if God's doing that for us, then how much more should we do that for each other?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So, what's a good challenge?
Well, that's what I was just thinking the same thing. What could we do? What is one thing that we could do or an attitude that we need to have that would empower us to be kind?
I mean, what is an attitude that we, I know that this may, listen, depending on where you are in your biblical understanding or your belief in God and the Bible, this may, you know, it's going to sound different for different people, but I do really see it as a gift. Mm. That is a gift that we either accept and we use or we reject or we don't use it and lose it. And so the importance of asking for that gift, receiving that gift, and then sharing that gift with the world, you know, being willing to do that on a daily basis, you know. Because when I think of that man and how he was with me in Home Depot, there was such a, and I'm not going into all the details about our conversation later and when he was checking me out and how he was. I mean, he was obviously a gracious, kind man. Mm-hmm. And I see that as just being a beautiful gift that he had to have first received. Because I think when we are really on empty, completely on empty, then it's really challenging, if even possible, for us to give it. So I would say go back to, you know, it's a mindset of asking God for the gift. Mm-hmm. Of kindness, so we can share it.
And thinking of others above ourselves. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's not always easy.
It's especially when you've waited 21 years. If y'all don't know why I waited 21 years, you guys must just think we're absolutely crazy. All right. So we're going to wrap it up. What is something in the last 24 hours that has brought you joy, laughter, or a smile?
And everybody's looking at me. Jared came home this weekend. It's Father's Day weekend. He didn't come home because it is Father's Day weekend. He came in home because it's like he lives in Boone, and all of the students are now have left. And so where he works now, he has no student help. So he's gone full time and he's working. He has not had a day off in about 2 weeks. Wow. So he finally had a day off. He had 2 days off and he's like, I'm coming home. So it's been really great just to have him home. And he, I guess this isn't the last 24 hours. This is more like 48. But he got home on Saturday afternoon and just sat on the couch and just listening to Jared and his father have a conversation of mutual respect and challenge. And they're listening to each other. They're not trying to convince each other. They're listening to each other. And I just thought it was just a beautiful, beautiful thing.
That's awesome. Which if you understand how incredible and remarkable that is, if you all knew Jared. Well, and I don't
know. What do you mean by that?
No, because he is such an intellectual.
Yeah.
And really is brilliant at challenging and debating.
Yeah.
You know, like that's, I believe that's one of his gifts.
Yeah.
So to really listen and sit there and, you know, have that mutual respect, that's huge. That's really beautiful. And I mean that in the best kind of way. I do mean it as a gift because it really is.
He'd make a great apologetist. Now that Ravi Zacharias has passed away, I really think Jared needs to move to that because he would make a great apologetist.
Yes, I agree with that. Courtney, what about you?
Well, Father's Day weekend, I put together a little slideshow for my husband for Ryan for Father's Day of all the kids. And I got to look back through pictures. I think I sat there for like 2 hours just looking through and picking pictures and just looking at the little babies
that are so cute. How wonderful.
That was my joy. I really enjoyed it.
Those moments of reminiscing are incredible.
Yeah, they really are.
Well, it was Father's Day weekend and we had our girls home, which was lovely and quite a joy. But then Chris and I just went out and after the girls had left and we ran some errands and ended up buying him some golf shoes. And
nice.
But we just have such a good time together that it was, and it wasn't like, you know, there are some times that are just, you know, really funny or really silly or whatever, but this was just this peaceful kind of solid joy that just permeated all of our time together. And it was lovely.
That's great.
It was just really, really nice. So, yeah, it was good. A nice way to end the weekend with just some us time, just doing nothing but having a good time. So,
nice.
That's it. Well, hey, everyone. I would challenge you to ask for the gift of kindness, share it. Remember what it feels like to have someone be kind to you.
Yes.
And, you know, if not, if by any chance if you are hearing this and you're saying, I can't remember the last time someone was kind to me, you know, because I believe that that can certainly be someone's reality, then I just want to challenge you to ask for the kindness because God has given it to you. And I really believe that it is his kindness, as Kim said, that draws us to him and creates in us a desire to be his. And so go to that kindness and then go try to be kind to someone else. And, you know, beautiful things can happen. Because like I said, I didn't share all the story, but man, the kindness and the great conversation and all that happened with that very slow gentleman from Home Depot was really remarkable. And it was all because of his kindness. So go and be kind. And for goodness sakes, let kindness be right. Let kindness be right. So, if you're in the midst of the weeds, go find some joy. because there's a lot out there to be had. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We would really love to hear from you. So please find us. We're on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for Joy in the Weeds. You can also email us. Our email address is joy@carolinasda.org. That's joy@carolinasda.org. Now we hope that today, as you navigate the weeds, you will also hold on to moments of joy.
This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.